USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
You don't have a steel barrier or a wall, you're going to have human trafficking, you're going to have drugs pouring across the border.
President Trump again speaking in defense of his border wall plan as he leaves the White House a short time ago for a trip to the southern border with Mexico.
If we have the wall, we could have far fewer people working in terms of border security and doing an even better job.
At least one person's been detained for questioning in the death of a Shreveport, Louisiana police officer who was shot while walking to work last night. Two suspects have been arrested in Raleigh, North Carolina after a cop was shot there yesterday. He's hospitalized. Iran now confirming it has an American citizen, Michael White, in custody. The Navy veteran had been missing since July. It's believed he went to Iran to visit a woman he met online. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with Egyptian officials today on his latest stop in a Middle East trip, and here's more from USA's John Clemens.
The purpose of Pompeo's trip is to reassure the leaders of the different countries like Turkey that the U.S. maintains its commitment to counterterrorism efforts as American troops are being pulled out of Syria and that our allies will be protected.
These have been folks that have fought with us, and it's important that we do everything we can to ensure that those folks that fought with us are protected. And Erdogan has made commitments. He understands that, I think he uses the language he talks about, he has no beef with the Kurds.
New York's Democratic mayor yesterday announces a plan for health care for all and mandatory paid days off in his state. When he was asked if that's a signal he's running for president, Bill de Blasio tells reporters,
it's a signal that we need to make more progressive change in New York City, but also a reminder that New York City can help lead the nation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The CDC says it does appear the outbreak of E. coli in romaine lettuce is over. 62 people in 16 states became ill because of the outbreak that was tied to the lettuce grown in northern and central California, illnesses which began in early October. Amazon's CEO announcing on Twitter that he and his wife of 25 years are getting a divorce. The reason, an affair that's been made public, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The Daily Mail reporting Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, who's 54, has been having an 8-month-long affair with a 49-year-old TV anchor. Her name, Lauren Sanchez. She's the former anchor of Fox 11's Good Day LA. She is also married. Photos of the couple being made public in the National Enquirer. The two reportedly sharing sexy selfies and exotic vacations together. It's going to be a costly divorce for Bezos, who's been married to his wife, Mackenzie, for 25 years. He's worth $140 billion. The couple has four children, three sons, and a daughter.
And in California, Bay Area commuters have a new way to get to San Francisco. The area's first new ferry route in 7 years started running this morning from Richmond to San Francisco's ferry building. A one-way ride costs $9, while Clipper card holders will pay $6.75. Find us online at USA Radio News. No, that's USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.